From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Here we are, the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. We're going to join with Bleeding Yankee Blue, Sweetie Prof, and talking about the spring training games that we've seen. We got some games, man. We could talk about some spring training action. I watched the game twice from Sunday. The Jays and the Yankees, just watching it, the watch, catching up on the baseball and seeing what I like, dislike, stuff like that. Watched the game earlier today versus the Tigers and how Gary Sanchez had a monster home run in the center field, right? And then we had a grand slam later in the fifth inning that had a 3-1 deficit to a 5-3 lead in that game of earlier today by Klinkowski. So I mean, you know, we could talk about these two games that we saw. We could talk about Gerrit Cole, how he looked earlier on today versus the Tigers. Spring training games, of course, the rest of the week. And, of course, we got to sprinkle in talking about the outfield. So let's do this, man. Let's discuss all this stuff. We got the Yankees baseball. And what I really love is the fact that we're seeing fans in the stands, man. It's almost saying it's weird to see it, but I'm glad to see fans in the stands down in Tampa, Florida, in spring training action, man. But Sweetie Prof, we got Jimmy with us, Sweetie Prof 1 on IG, as well as Bleeding Yankee Blue Rider. How you doing, Suzanne? And we'll bring on Jimmy. How you doing, Suzanne?
Hey, how's it going, Steve? Yeah, baseball's back, right? We've got fans, like you said. The players are feeling energized because of the fans. It feels like normalcy, finally.
Right, it does. I have a lot of things that I saw in the last the two games. You know, as far as commentary from Aaron Boone and Boyd and Gerrit Cole, I'm going to make sure we get that in and get your opinion on that and everything else. And I'm pretty sure you have a lot of thoughts as what you saw. Jimmy, what's going on? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad baseball is back myself. It was a good two games, but I mean, you don't really expect much. You don't really expect much from spring training. It's just nice to have baseball back. So I'm looking forward to talking about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Jimmy and Suzanne, you know, the Yankees, you know, this is just about getting guys warmed up and acclimated back into the flow of things. I would definitely want to get your thoughts, both of you guys' thoughts on the things I heard, especially during the broadcast. I thought it was kind of hilarious. I have to talk about this with the guys and gals on this. But Suzanne, you know, the Yankees down 5-0 in the game versus the Jays. You know, I thought it was kind of more about seeing what Michael King would do. They gave him a little bit of extra reps. I know he went a couple of innings and gave up a couple of runs, three runs or so. But what was your thoughts versus the Blue Jays and versus the Tigers today? But also, or Tigers earlier today. However, let's also sprinkle in. We didn't talk about it because I think this happened after the last time we spoke, and that was the re-signing of Brett Gardner. And this is the, you know, we're going to talk about the outfield this evening. Susan, what's your thoughts as far as the two games, but also bringing back Gardner, your thoughts? I know you love Gardner, give us your whole thing, and we'll go through all the outfielders as we go throughout this episode.
Yeah, they're replaying the game on MLB Network right now, and to your point, Gary Sanchez is bomb. Sure, great. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he hit. Apparently he had two block balls today as well. Great. Talk to me 100 games in, we'll see. Talk to me 30 games in, we'll see. No, I mean, I have to be optimistic. I mean, Michael King, they left Mike King in a little bit longer, kind of to your point, get a little bit more action, a little bit more reps. You know, I think he is fighting for a roster spot, obviously, and I think he's in good position. Unfortunately, we saw Clark Schmidt, which the last time we chatted about as being a possibility, and we know he's been shut down since. So I think I like Mike. I think he has a lot of possibility. He could come in as a long reliever. He could come in as an opener. So, for his first outing, I mean, the kid is optimistic. I think he's coachable, and I think he's only going to get better with time. As far as the last two games, it's what is expected. They're trying out some things. They're getting the kinks out. We're seeing some really interesting rookies. I have to tell you, I've been following Chris Gittens for a while now because he played down here in Trenton. He played in Staten Island. I'm happy to see what he did today with that grand slam. And he's got power. When I watched him on the Trenton Thunder, I guess it must have been about 2 years ago now, right, 2019, I was like, this guy is stellar. And it was right around the time when, you know, Luke Voit was, you know, sort of, you know, really proving his worth. So I was like, oh, it could be a while before this kid comes up. But if he keeps showing the power that he showed today, which, I mean, the scouts have said that he's got power. And I mean, the kid could really be somebody to reckon with. Now, he does play first base. But, no, like, you know, Luke Voit tends to get injured. So it would be good to have another bat like that. And who's to say he wouldn't DH or whatever? I mean, you all tell me Giancarlo Stanton owns that position. But until I see that guy do something this year, I don't think anybody owns the position. I mean, there's some early talk about Aaron Hicks and, you know, could he really, you know, have a good season this year and keep from being injured? I don't know. I can tell you I'm glad they signed Brett Gardner, to your point, because that guy has it all. I mean, I'm a big fan because he's gritty and he's willing to put in the work. And so God bless him. I know he won't be a starter, but I'm certain that he is going to get a lot of reps out in the field because the guy is consistent and he can catch the ball and he can run the ball down better than most people that are probably at this point, you know, 10 years younger than him. So, I'm thrilled to see the game is back. I am also pretty impressed with Jameson Talon today, seeing him, a tie-in, seeing him throw seven pitches to get out, to go through his inning. I mean, and he felt like he was in the groove. Good for him. So we've got some really good sparks going on with this team and a couple of really good outings. That I hope will they'll just improve with age, improve as they gel throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, what's your thoughts as far as what you saw from the Jays game, the Tiger game? Performances you saw in the two games, and then also the return of Brett Gardner. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh man. Well, first I gotta say, you know, the games. The games are, you know, your typical spring training games. You know, we're just trying to see what guys can do. I mean, I really like what Talon did today. I mean, he really can be a proven starter. He really looked good. And as far as my thoughts on Brett Gardner, I'm really glad he's back because I mean that really gets that position a lot more, a lot better. So, yeah, you know, we'll see how that goes. So, I'm just glad that baseball is back, and you know, we're talking about games and what's going on the field instead of, you know, talking about there's gonna be baseball, there's not gonna be baseball, because that was kind of boring last year. So I'm glad we're done with that and actually talking about things. Mm-hmm. Things that actually matter in Yankee land, you know?
Right. You know, I get it, Jimmy. I know you were really frustrated with that last year. I think we all were because we had no idea what the world was going to deliver or we could foresee as far as life in general. But as far as Brett Gardner, I mean, I don't really have an issue with that, of course, because to Susanna's point, and it goes back to the guys we currently have specifically. Well, actually, you can make a case for all three outfield spots, left field, center, and right, because left field, you know, we're going to talk about him tonight as Clint Frazier. This is his time to really step up. He's been sort of a rotational guy off the bench on the pine, but he has gotten a lot of flack from a lot of fans. Not for me. I like Clint Frazier. I just think he hasn't had, I would say, consistent opportunities, but this is his time in 2021 to show and prove. Now, he's to be a regular everyday player. To Suzanne's point, The other guys, those are more availability issues, meaning Aaron Hicks and Aaron Judge. And we'll talk about those guys as well, because I think my number one issue with Aaron Hicks is availability. And the fact that, you know, I just the number of games, expecting these guys to play every day, and you got to look at the situation with COVID. You know, you could rely. We can rely on Brett Gardner. Brett Gardner is somebody we all are familiar with. He's been the longest tenure Yankee with these crop of players. So Aaron Hicks, I don't expect him to be there all season. It just feels like his makeup seems like he's going to get injured, and that's just what it is with him, you know. And we could talk about, you know, his approach at the plate as a switch hitter. He's a decent glove in center field. He's like I said, I always said for years, he's a poor man's Bernie Williams. I don't have any confidence of him being in the, everyday lineup. I just don't. And he's never, like, been the type of guy to hit for, like, serious average either. He's, in the low to mid 230, 240 range. Anyway, he's a power hitter. He get a little streaky here and there. But Aaron Hicks, somebody had, you know, like an insurance policy like Brett Gardner, who's been a Yankee for as long as he has, is fine by me. And then we can also talk about Aaron Judge, another guy who needs to kind of show and prove. We talk about how we want to have him to have this big monster year, and it just seems like there's been bad breaks with Aaron Judge. We'll get around to that when we get to Judge as well. And backing him up in right field will probably be Mike Togman. And then I know you guys watched the game on Sunday where he had a beautiful home run. When they were speaking to Luke Voit on the broadcast. And I know Susie Prah, and I think Lewis last year was a huge, big Mike Topman fan. Love his game, a professional hitter. But, Suzanne, we could definitely discuss that. I know you were watching the broadcast. Give me your thoughts as far as if you remember that discussion in the fifth inning with Luke Voit, and then when Brantley had the home run, and they had the back-to-back homers with Brantley and Mike Topman. As far as outfield depth, Clint Frazier, Brett Gardner, you know, we could talk about the availability of Aaron Hicks if you like, or whatever things you want to talk about, his approach at the plate, and even Aaron Judge. What's your thoughts?
I'm a fan of Talkman. Let's start there. I mean, the right. guy is another one that's consistent. He's hardworking. He will push himself, and I like the guy. And I was so grateful that he hit that home run, because it really shows, I think, the Yankee administration that, you know what, he belongs on this team and we need him. But to your point, Hicks and Judge, you know, predominantly have issues. And I hope that what we could do is do enough rotation and give enough rest, particularly when they go on the turf. I mean, that seems to be where, you know, some of the problems, you know, sort of arrive for these two guys. And I hope that having a Talkman, having a Gardner who, you know, consistently can do well and be out there can give them some relief so that we can keep them healthy. Now, Frazier, I'm not a fan. You know what, though? I'm willing to give him a chance. Finally up here, and instead of, like, crying that he's not getting enough play time, now they're saying, all right, you know what, kid, you're going to be our starting left fielder. Let's see what you can do. So it's his position to lose. So hopefully he's mature enough and strong enough to do well. And I'm rooting for him. I mean, yes. Do I want to see Gardner play all the time? Of course. I like the guy. Like you said, longstanding Yankee. He came up with the, you know, with the farm team. He came through the system. He's homegrown, if you will. But at the same standpoint, I'm always about the next guy in. And I'm a huge fan of Aaron Judge. I just know that it's taxing on the big guy to get through an entire season without an injury. So, and I know that the Yankees have pumped in some money with their physical fitness and their training for these guys. They changed both Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge's training regimen over the off season, so they're not as buff as you had seen them in the past. So I'm hoping that whatever they put, into the system as far as you know, training and regimens are going to make a difference. And hopefully the problem areas that they've experienced, you know, Giancarlo with the calf and, you know, we've got the shoulder and the leg problem with Judge. Hopefully whatever, you know, ailments they've had, they're feeling healed and refreshed and ready to go. As far as like other players coming in, I mean, I know that we have a good battery of, you know, farm and minor leaguers who are fighting for a spot. And again, if we're going to carry maybe you know, extra pitching, certainly, I mean, I'd like to see, I know we're not talking catchers tonight, but I'd like to see one of these young guys get some reps in. You know, I mean, Sanchez gets injured. So we're going to need that next guy in for that. And for the knowledge that we know that this guy can't play a whole season. So, I mean, bottom line, we've got Hicks, we've got Judge, we've got Frazier. That's our starting, you know, three. And then, you know, next guy in, you know, we've got, you know, Gardner and Talkman for sure. And, you know, whoever else winds up. I mean, we know that Tyler Wade, God bless his soul, is still kicking around. I mean, he predominantly plays the infield. But, you know, I've seen him out in the outfield as well. So, I mean, I do feel confident in the defense that that is in front of us. And, you know, God love him. I hope that Gleyber Torres can perform the way he needs to perform because he's got a big weight on his shoulder. Yankees passed on, you know, obviously getting Didi back and, you know, Lindor, not that I thought that they would sign, you know, Lindor over LeMahieu, but, you know, they certainly passed him up. So it'll just be, you know, kind of interesting to see how healthy can the team stay? How strong can the lineup be? How is Aaron Boone going to juggle the pitching to ensure that we have, you know, the best team on the field every single night?
Well, you know what? You said a lot in there, Susie Prosser. I have to come back to you. So we're going to get to Jimmy, but I got to throw some things at you because there's some notes I've written down for this episode that I was going to bring up later, but you touched on a couple of areas, Aaron Boone and Gary Sanchez. So you touched on a lot of others, but I'll come back to those later. But I'm going to come back to I want to come back to you on both of those in specific. When they were talking to Aaron Boone today and during today's game, as far as no, actually that was yesterday versus the Blue Jay. He was talking about the depth of competition. They were talking about kind of what you reiterated with Judge and Stanton as far as the training, not just those guys, but pretty much everybody. He was kind of, you know, paraphrasing on the depth of the, you know, the coaches, the managers, the executives, the strength and training coaches. They're always looking at the science because the Yankees are very, very analytical organization these days, you know, over the last several years. And then looking at the science of mapping up of the month of the now and beyond, you know, just trying to gain of the asset management, who are the players. What I really caught on this one, Susie Prof, was he kept Aaron Boone. He kept on reiterating the especially in an interview during the game. He kept on saying they were monitoring their strength and conditioning numbers to start. Like they're keeping it tracked. They're writing it down. And it's not just for Judge, and this is not just for Stan. It's for everybody. But I know, I think for this episode, honing in on those two particular players, I am not a strength and conditioning type of dude, meaning I don't know what the details, the specifics, as far as trying to get their body leans and all that. But it seems like they have a plan and they got to work the plan so they can keep these guys available first and foremost. But also, this is what I really thought was funny, Suzanne. I want to get your thoughts on this too. If you could give me your thoughts on Boone. But also, Meredith Marakovic, she interviewed Garrett Cole, you know, after he, you know, pitched his inning, right? Because this goes back to the extra catcher part. You know, this is not a catcher episode, but I had to ask Suzanne, as far as She asked Gary Cole what she thought about Gary Sanchez catching him. And you had to read his body language. Forget what he said. It's all about how you react to a question. And that, to me, that tells you about 75-80% of your answer without the words. Because we know Suzanne. They're not going to be as real as you or Jimmy or me. Like, we're going to say, fuck that. I don't want to catch him. Like, he can't say that. But you should have saw that hesitation on that microphone when she asked him that question. If you saw that, give me your thoughts. If you saw it, I should have. I have to put that. I'm going to have to put that in a video this week on the Bleed Blue Show page.
You're
going
to have to
saw
put
that, let me
together.
Know you thought. Right. I may have to. You got to see how he hesitated when he said, about Gary Sanchez catching it. You know what I'm saying? But also your thoughts on Aaron Boone as far as the science and the analytics of the strength and conditioning of the players. He really went into depth in that interview, I think, with Michael Kay. What's your thoughts on that, if you have any? And then we'll go to Jimmy.
Yeah. No, I mean, certainly we know that the Yankees needed to put some money into their strength and conditioning. We had something like, 30 of our players last year on the DL or the IL, half the season. You know what I mean? We only played 60 games. And we had so many guys on the IL. And, I mean, I know you hit on, you know, Luke Voit, and, you know, he is just such an energetic guy. He's such a positive force on that team. And interviewing him during the game, and then he's seeing his guys, you know, his bros hitting home runs. I mean, he was just, you know, a joy to watch. But he's another one that needs some good strength and conditioning because, I mean, he wasn't injury-proof either. So they had to put some money in that. They were looking very closely at overhauling how they're assessing players, how they intake them during spring training. They were really, really being very careful. And for years, we had Gene Monahan, who kept the Yankees. I always felt like, Gene Monahan essentially kept those strength and conditioning coaches pretty well organized. So we had, Steve Donahue over the years. Now we have Cressy, who I think he came in last year. Maybe he came at the beginning of last year. Yeah, that's what it was. So, and I know that they did an overhaul, and I know that they watched. And they're not just watching strength and conditioning; they're watching their diets as well. I mean, the fact that Tom Brady can play the way he can play. I mean, not that I would be ever as strict on a diet as he is, but there's something to be said about eating clean. So I also know that that's part of the regimen. Is, you know, eating clean and being sure that, there's enough rest in between sessions and whatnot. And, you know, and then there's that high impact training, right? So they, you know, high impact interval training where the guys are doing, short sprints and fast reps and then very little recovery time so that, mm-hmm. you're kind of building up the muscle and the repair of the muscle and whatnot. But bottom line, that's where the money needed to go. So the players that tend to get injured easily, particularly on certain surfaces, are being protected from that and building up, the muscle and the endurance to not fall into those kinds of traps. Now, as far as Cole and his expression on his face when, he was about Sanchez. I mean, that is just funny. I we all know, is it going to be Cressy that's going to catch Cole? Is it going to be Higgy catching Cole? It's not going to be Sanchez. I mean, there's no way. And even looking at them in the dugout, I don't know if you saw that shot of Sanchez, trying to talk to Cole and, just the body language. It was just like hilarious. So it doesn't matter what's coming out of their mouth. Yeah, you got to go back and watch the video. I was just watching it earlier, and you know, there's Sanchez like getting all in Cole's face, and you can totally tell like, bro, like, get away from me, you know, basically. But yeah, I just don't see it. I really don't. And you know what, Sanchez, this is his last year that we're going to tolerate this crap from him. I mean, he has got to be, I hate to say this, perfect. Seriously, because he can't afford not to be. When he gets into his lazy Sanchez, come talk to me in July, maybe even June, because that's when this stuff starts happening. Oh, great. I'm glad he blocked two balls on his second game of 2021. Big deal. I'm glad he hit a sweet home run. Terrific. Let me see what you can do in July, in August. Don't tell me you pulled your groin again. Don't tell me that you know, aches and pains and all that. I don't want to hear it. You're either going to catch for the Yankees or you're going to go sit down or catch somewhere else because I'm not going to put up with it. And I'll tell you what, Cole's like, yeah, get out of my face.
Man, there's a lot in there, but we're going to go to Jimmy. We got to come back to that. But Jimmy, I mean, this is hilarious stuff with Gerrit Cole, but your thoughts as far as, you know, Aaron Boone and him talking about the depth of the roster and how they're really emphasized the strength and conditioning for all these players. And anything you saw from that, anything, did you see the soundbite or not the soundbite, but the interview during the game with Gerrit Cole? And if you did, if you have any thoughts on that, any confidence with Sanchez's question, but also let's get back to the outfielders as well. I mean, this all ties into the availability of Stan and Judge in the outfield. Well, more so than Judge, because, you know, Judge, we all know he's a phenomenal weapon with his arm, making long singles, doesn't, you know, give up doubles, things like that to the right field corner. But Jimmy, your thoughts on any of the outfielders, Aaron Boone, Gary Sanchez, Gary Cole, all that stuff?
Yeah, well, first I'll say about the Gerrit Cole thing. I think he was just trying to tell him in a nice way, like, hey buddy, you better get your crap together, otherwise, you know, you're not. He was kind of like telling him in a nice funny, you know, in a nice funny but to the point way, like that, you know. If that's the motivation he needs, you know, some people need a little bit of a pep talk. Well, in this case, it was body language talk, but you know, however it comes through, that's not what matters. All that matters is, you know, if he can redeem himself this year, well, that would be great. You know, and as far as, you know, Stanton and Judge, I hope those two continue to, you know, I hope they play well throughout the year. And, you know, if they can stay healthy, that would be a really nice thing, because, you know, we all know that both those guys have been injury prone for a long time. So we'll see. Maybe this new strength and conditioning thing will help these guys. Maybe we'll see less injuries. Who knows? I mean, less injuries is all I'm really hoping for at this point. You know, it's not really about at this point it's spring training right now. It's not really about wins and losses and things like that. Right now it's about getting all the kinks out. You know, all the little mistakes. Let's do them now. Let's do them now. Get them out of the way. So when the real games come, we're at our best. You know, we're close to our best, because, you know, it's gonna be a long year. So start out hot from the gate. I think we're in a good position to. I think we're in a good position to have a great season. So, yeah. You know, another thing I'll say is I think Gary Sanchez will redeem himself, and you know we'll see how it goes. So, yeah. You know, I think that we're really.
When you say redeem himself, what do you mean by that?
You know, I just hope that he does his job better. You know, don't try to do too much or like act like you're in pain late in the season. It just doesn't work. You know, you can't do those things as a baseball player. You know, you gotta be able to grin and bear it sometimes. So, I think he's gonna be a big role on his team. So I think you're gonna see a lot of familiar guys, right? I think you're gonna see a lot of guys that you know you usually see. I mean, we have a really really deep lineup, and you know that's Boone's decision as to how he's gonna work with it. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, I agree with you on Tauchman, man. I like him a lot, and before he got injured and ended his season a couple of seasons ago, he was playing very good baseball. He was a professional hitter. He'll take it the other way. He'll pull the ball. He's just a solid, hardworking player, like Susie Prof said. Going back to Judge, you know, it's like, you know, let's hope. Susie probably given that great information on the Yankees and their plan for all the players and getting them fit and their bodies right for this season, because they haven't played 162 games in what, two calendar years, because last year there was only 60 in a weird COVID year. I mean, that applies to all the teams, of course. But Aaron Judge, ever since this season, he had the 52 home runs, you know, in the home run derby. And it's not all about just his bat. It's just the way, the way he hit that season, you know, we thought, well, damn, if he puts up like 10 of these suckers, surefire Hall of Famer. But, you know, he's had his ups and downs ever since that. And batting-wise, I mean, I would just love to see him just go on a tear. Because I already know, you know, his glove is, you know, I think we all can agree. We can definitely rely on his cannon out there in right field. I mean, that's probably his best asset. Not just, you know, the monster home run, but just the fact that playing balls in the right field corner and depending on who's at bat and how fast they are, can get out of the gate. I always believe in his arm, but just batting wise, you know, I want to see, you know, I hope he doesn't look at it like the pressure is locked in, that he has to produce because of, you know, contracts and stuff like that, but I would love to see him get going. I really, really do. But more importantly, his availability. I mean, this thing can really, I don't like to see, like Susie probably, it seemed like the last season, maybe two, I mean, you know, call it what you want to see it for the last year with the 60 games, you know, Aaron Hicks goes out, Aaron Judge goes out, then, you know, you're playing musical chairs in the outfield. I'm kind of tired of seeing that, honestly, man. I want to see these guys be in their availability, especially, you know, Aaron Hicks, too, man. Have some availability in your bones, bro. You know what I'm saying? I really want to see these guys out there, you know, most of the games. I know it's hard to say that because things happen. You may tweak something. You're running after the ball. You take a wrong dive or may get hit by a pitch. Who knows, man? But I'm saying, you know, hopefully these guys can stay healthy as much as possible. I mean, I don't think that's a battle cry no fan is ever saying about the team. But, Susie Pro, I got to say one more thing about Aaron Boone, because I don't want to leave this out because I have to like this now. Because, Susie Pro, this has nothing really to do with on the field. But I think this is right up your wheelhouse. And I wish there will be a day by the time I die, because I am tired. You know, I know they got to keep it professional and there's a way of professionalism. I get that, but there's got to be an era, you know, when they're going to have sports and they're going to have a broadcast, maybe an alternative broadcast to hear people like Susie Prof talk live during the game, like live, you know, like somebody like me who's going to tell it how it is. They're not going to be politically correct. The whole point I'm trying to say, Susie Prof, I'm listening to the question from Michael Kay to Aaron Boone. Now, I'm not trying to get on Michael Kay. I know he does his professional good job. I get that. But why would you even ask something like, you know, what do you expect this year? You're like, I hate those throwaway questions during the game. It's like makes me want to turn down the volume. I'm like, why would you ask it? Like, of course it's the fucking win championships. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you, you know, ask? Aaron Boone, you know, he answers the question to him like, well, yeah, of course, that's my number one priority, to win championships. No shit. You know, I don't know how y'all fans feel, like when you're listening to these in-game questions, I hope I don't have to hear this shit every game. You know, I know it's spring training. I know it's like first games out of the gate since the winter. I just had to put that out there because, you know, we are a forum for defense here on the Blue Blue Show. We talk from a fan perspective, not just talk about the performances on the team, but even the game experience with the broadcasters and how these guys, you know, it's like, I wish Aaron Boone was like, why the fuck did you ask me that? Of course we're here to win championships. Susie Prof, your thoughts on that? Anything else from the outfielders? Anything else you want to touch on? I just had to put that out there, man, because the media is not going to cover that stuff. Like, we'll talk about stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a throwaway question, right? I mean, that's what
I'm like,
saying.
Really?
And it's like, it makes you want to laugh. Like, and you know, I mean, Meredith at least, like, is willing to go a little bit deeper and, you know, ask some more difficult questions. Like, you know, why did you choose not to play so-and-so tonight after having a hot streak? Which I've heard her... I wanted to ask the same question. You got somebody who's hitting 4-for-4 three games in a row, and then you sit him? I mean, I never understood that. That's a good question. But, like, what are your expectations for the spring? I mean, that's just a throwaway question. I mean, that's ridiculous. And every manager, quite frankly, is going to say the same thing. You're going to win. Okay, the end. Drop the mic. I mean, so to your point – Why not dig a little deeper, right? Why not ask something about the starting rotation? Why not ask him some difficult questions about, you know, his roster, about what we've been talking about the strength and conditioning? I mean, I know that he offered some questions, but why not dig a little deeper? Why not talk about the bullpen and how they've been ramped up and how these guys are going to gel? Don't ask a silly question like you're saying, like, oh, what do you think about the year? What are your goals? What are your goals for 2021, Aaron? I mean, really?
It's hilarious. Yeah, it's almost like, oh, you're getting a chance to talk to your favorite baseball player and you can't wait to talk to him when you go, how's the weather today, buddy?
Right, exactly.
Right. How's the weather today, Aaron?
How's the weather?
He's right. You're right. You're spot on, Jimmy. I mean, the other thing is that, you know, you brought up outfield again. Who's to say that Jay right. Bruce doesn't get a shot in the outfield?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
I mean, you know, don't write that veteran off. Because mm-hmm. they picked him up for a reason. So, I mean, we are going to see a very eclectic Yankee team this year. And if he truly goes by his word, which he says, and he has never owned it, he's never actually done this, but if he actually does it, put the best team on the field every single night, we will win. We will win. But if he plays this crap with the statistics and the numbers and all this garbage, then we will lose. So he needs to get out of it.
Who are you talking about?
I mean, some of it is feeling. Aaron Boone.
Are you talking about Boone?
Some of it.
Oh, no, you know that's
some
going
of it has.
That is going to happen.
No,
that is
no,
going to
dude.
Happen.
Listen. You've got to play with feeling. You got to call. I mean, sure, you can look at the numbers. Hey, everybody looks at numbers. I look at numbers, right? I go to work, I look at the numbers. How many people are registered for this event? How many people do I have to call? How many people do I have to email? I mean, we're always looking at numbers, right? But sometimes you got to go with your gut. You got to go with your feeling. And you know what? If somebody's on a hot streak, I don't care that a lefty's pitching. I put him in the lineup. Why? Because he's on a hot streak. And I might as well see this through. So, I mean, that's the thing. If Aaron Boone truly stays by his word, then Jay Bruce plays some games. Then, you know, Aaron Judge sits from time to time because maybe he just doesn't have a bat in his hand lately. You know? I mean, Gardner, if he's hot, leave the guy in. I don't care if your starting left fielder is Clint Frazier. Right? I don't care. If Clint Frazier's not hitting or if Brett Gardner comes in and is on a tear, play that guy. Play the guy that's going to win the game. Don't worry about the numbers. That's what I say. And the same thing with the rotation. Right? I've said this. I mean, we don't have Tanaka this year. But I've always said Tanaka needs 6 days rest for him to be fresh. So you've got some depth in your pitching. And you've got some long relievers. I mean, who's to say, and Jimmy's a big fan of Jonathan Loaisiga. Who's to say he doesn't sneak in there? Right? So give the guys extra rest. Because guess what? We want longevity. We want to make it injury-free, for the most part, this season. If we could get to the All-Star break with minimal injury, I say we're going to win this thing.
But here's the thing. I agree with you on your approach on go with the hot bat, hot glove, hot hand, whatever you want to call it. You know, you're from the old school, and I'm kind of like similar when it comes to I see what my eyes see. I see somebody's producing. Let them ride it out. But I don't think this Yankees organization is operating like that. And based off what Aaron Boone was saying in the interview during the game over the weekend and then also interviews prior, they already kind of have this pseudo big scheme plan as they go. Like they have it planned out for months on exactly where they think people should be at a given time, even a month. He even said it in the broadcast. I don't remember the exact words. He said something along the lines, we already have a plan already installed by through end of April. This is March 1st. They're already looking 60 days ahead of exactly who needs to be there at exactly given time. I agree with you, Suzanne, on how I think it should be. I think they're going to operate on, well, I don't care what my guts say. I'm going to go. We're going to stick to the plan that we had in these board meetings and on the Zoom calls and all the strength and conditioning coaches and all this other crap, the science stuff. They're really trying to revolutionize it on that level. And I think it could, like, again, like we said last year, versus the Rays, bite us in the ass. I think that's
right.
What's going to happen.
And Steve, look at who won the World Series 2 years ago, the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell thought the Nationals were going to win? Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody.
Why did they win? Best team on the field every night. Why did Kevin Cash win last year, get all the way to the World Series, beat the crap out of us? Best team on the field every time. That's why.
Right.
That's why.
I think
that's how
what?
These teams
I'm
win.
This is a good exercise. You know, Suzanne, when we go get to the regular season, I think we're going to write down these games where we run into these situations. I think we're going to have to put that out there where they should have stick. I mean, we always do this all the time, but I think we're going to really – I mean, they want to write down shit and keep track and make it analytical. We could do the same thing. We could write it down. Like, in this game, you had this person in when he was riding out. You took him out versus this guy. And we're going to have to keep track because we're going to have – on a season like this. And then we didn't even get to the COVID situation, like how can it affect this outfield and all that other stuff. Because it depends on who catches it and how long and protocols and who sits out and cancel games. Like, those are other factors we didn't even discuss. That affects all parts of the team. All right, you know, it doesn't matter if it's players, managers, and all that other stuff. But, Suzanne, I am with you on how it should be. But I just, you know, this Yankees, that's one of the frustrating things I hate about today's baseball, man, this crap. Jimmy, anything else you'd like to add, man? I hate sorry to go on a little bit of a rant. If anything, your thoughts, sir? Then we can get some extended final thoughts from everybody as well.
Hey, well, our finals aren't too easy. You know, we have to, we gotta like what everybody been saying. We gotta put our best guys out there. I mean, I play the same way when I know we're not talking fantasy stuff, but even when I do like fantasy baseball, when I see a guy's doing good, when I when I see a pitcher's going to be doing good that day, you know, if I look and see, you know, he had a really good couple games, I'm gonna keep him in there because I mean my gut says he's gonna have a good game. He's playing the best team. He's playing the best team in the league, so there's a good chance he might not. No, you don't do that. If your gut says he's gonna have a good game, you have a good game. So my point is I approach things the way it should be done. And you know, if the Yankees can do that, we can win a lot of games. Because the talent is definitely there from pitching with Garrett Cole all the way to like what we said, outfield. There's no question that the talent is there because it is. We just gotta put the right guys out there and stay healthy. That's all. That's all I gotta say, man.
Any final thoughts for you, man, on the outfielders? If you could talk about them real quick, your summary, and then also the rest of the week, games how you're watching the game. Matter of fact, Jimmy, what's your thoughts? Do you mind these in-game interviews? Do you like what's being asked, or you just kind of kick the volume down? Like, you know, I might have to start putting it on mute, man. Like, it's just like a waste of time. Like, throwaway questions like Suzanne, that's just me. But what's your thoughts on the in-game experience, watching the game, your final thoughts, outfielders, and so on and so forth?
I mean, the in-game interviews, they really don't serve any purpose to me because for one, I feel they're too quick. You know, because when you're interviewing somebody during a game, they don't have time to chat away. So I mean, you gotta come up with your best question and if all you can come up with is what a silly thing like what does your hair look like that just shows that I know you didn't say that but you know what I mean like if that's all you come up with is just a silly question that just shows that you're not ready so to me they're a waste of time let's just wait till the end of the game and then we could just talk to everybody like you know have like a clubhouse thing, you know a Zoom clubhouse thing whatever just. Or we just say like, okay, this guy did this, and this guy did that, you know. And as far as the outfield goes, I mean, we'll just have to see how the rest of these spring training games go. I mean, I really like how we played against the Blue Jays, even though it was spring training, you know. You know, we really got a good thing going, especially with Garrett Cole and you know, seeing him, he's ready to go, and seeing everybody ready to go. So, I think my final thoughts are easy. We just have to stay healthy this spring training. That's what spring training is really all about. It's not really about winning or losing. It's just about staying healthy and you know preparing for the regular season. Because if we can have healthy guys, you know, especially for the start of the year, because I feel that's where our problem lies. I feel like we're only healthy for about like 3 or 4 weeks usually, and then boom, you know, one guy goes down and there's a domino effect. So, like, I just hope that doesn't happen this year because that could spell trouble. But if it doesn't and we all stay healthy, we're in for a good season, man. I'm ready for baseball again, you know, full baseball, not any of the 60-game ball crap. You know, it's going to be the real deal, so I'm ready for it. So Yankees, man.
Shout out to Jimmy. 60-game ball crap. Shout out to Jimmy. Suzanne, your final thoughts. What you got going on for the articles this week? What you going to write about, man? And then your final thoughts, and we'll be back in 2 weeks to get more roundup of spring training games. Your final thoughts, Susie Prof.
I want to hit on two things you said. One is, you know, we can't help it if a guy is going to get hit by a pitch, right? So staying healthy is one thing, as Jimmy said. But the other is, you know, the value of chance or the really the inconvenience of chance. and situations that come up that, you know, unfortunately happen. I mean, they're going to get hit by a pitch. The other thing is, if they start to go through a vaccination process in July, you know, you go to get your second shot, you're going to be off that day, right? So we've got to keep that in mind, too, if they do wind up, you know, giving the guys, I don't know if they're going to, I'm just kind of throwing that out there, that, you know, there's going to be guys that are going to have to sit for, because of chance, because it something came up. They got hit, they got COVID, they got a shot, you know, whatever. And hopefully not, you're not getting injured from overuse as we've been seeing over the years. You know, so, you know, that's one thing. The other thing I wanted to say is the in-game interviews are ridiculous. I mean, I want to watch the game. Don't talk to these. They should be focused on the game. You're not asking somebody who's, you know, on the line questions about, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, about their speed or about, like, you know, their process for doing their work. No one's calling me up in the middle of a Zoom call to ask me how I feel about being on a Zoom call all day. I mean, it's ridiculous. Let people do their job. They're at work. Don't interview them there. You want to interview them, you know, when they're in the locker room, because that's when the designated time is, or at the pregame, fine. But, like, that crap just makes me think of Joe Buck in the All-Star game, and that really irritates the crap out of me. I'm just, you know, literally not a fan of that at all. What do we got going on this week? I mean, you know, I likely would see me writing about, you know, Tyann. I trashed Sanchez enough last week and wrote a couple of pieces about the catchers of the future. So I may leave that alone unless he gives me a reason to write about him. You know, I am interested in, you know, the strength and conditioning. So I may talk about that. We didn't even discuss the fact that Aaron Judge got his teeth fixed. So that's a whole thing. So there's that. And here's an interesting one. Did you hear that John Sterling and Michael Kay are going to call some games together from the booth, which is kind of interesting for TV. So
TV?
I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah. I think they're going to call TV for the YES Network.
But they kind of do the same thing.
I know. Won't that be fun, though?
Why?
Is that the day you want to
Why would they do that? Like what happened to Susan Waldman on the radio? Or what happened to, you know, Paul O'Neill or David Cohen? Like, where's the other guys?
I'm just telling you, they're doing a couple broadcasts where the two of them are going to be in the booth together.
I don't know where that is going.
Or they have to have
YES Network 2 or something, like an alternative YES Network, and have somebody like going off. No. But have you going off. Somebody like us, me, you, or somebody like us. See, this is the whole point what I'm trying to explain. I want to see, I don't know if that's going to happen in my lifetime because, you know, you see how it is with the world of broadcasting. It's kind of almost similar, you know. They're polite. I want to hear, like, I want to watch a game one time while I watch it on TV, and I hear the broadcaster talking like they're in the sports bar. Like, they're going off, but they're knowledgeable, you know? Like, I don't think it's going to work, and I don't think it, because I think it's too much of a risk. I think they're looking at it as a, you know, somebody, you know, it'd be like a lot of fans might be turned off, but that's kind of how I like it. You can't say what we want to hear. If Gary Sanchez, you know, a pass ball, like, damn, goddamn it, Gary, you know, I want to hear that because we're thinking that and we will laugh at that, but it'd be too.
Yankees unplugged. You and I would be a mess. If I watched a game with you and Sanchez had one of those pass ball games where, like, every other ball he's missing, it would be really bad, Steve. I wouldn't be able to control myself because I can't control myself
here
when I see that nonsense.
That's the point. That is the point. I would love it because it is exactly how us fans will feel. Like this motherfucker. You know, if you say that as it happens, it'd be a great theater. It'd be great because it's true.
It would be
not
great.
This, you know, not this. You know, when it happens, or they're all. Oh, you know, they'll really like tone it down so much. It's so bullshit. Like they'll be like, well, he let one get away. No shit. I hate that. I hate it because we all know how we like to hear it. And we know how fans. I just don't think that day is gonna happen. No time soon in our lifetime. It probably could. Probably decades from now, but I would love to see that Jimmy and Suzanne. I mean, just Yankee, it doesn't matter the sport, but I would love to watch sports in that type of that element, especially on TV. Because you know you're going to hear it, like, you're going to hear that in the stands. That's the crazy thing. Like, fans talk about it in the stands. We'll say that in
right. Oh, yeah.
They'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever in the stadium. Like, this motherfucker. You can't catch for the ish. You know, you hear that. These are real sounds in the stadium. That's my whole point. I would love to hear it like that. An alternative broadcast where I can tune in to Susie Prof or Jimmy going off, like, you know, damn, man, you could have catch that. Like, I would love to hear that. That's exactly how I'm thinking.
Yeah. Because that's how the fan – well, that's how the fan thinks. I mean, the only way you get that kind of talk is like you call up Boomer and Gio in the morning, right? And then you get that the fans unlock on what they saw the night before and going off. You had those guys like on an alternative Yes Network 2 talking like we're talking right now. Holy God, could you imagine?
I would love it.
I mean,
it.
You'd have to, like, some sort of disclaimer. You'd have to have some sort of disclaimer in the front. But, I mean, honestly, Steve, so much of baseball is scripted, right? You talked about the ridiculous question. What are your goals for this year, Aaron? I mean, it's so scripted and it's so political and – you can only say what you can say. You're right. We need somebody out there to call this crap out because you know what? We don't want to put up with it. We know the difference between fake baseball and real baseball. We do.
Can you imagine? Like can you imagine? Let's think about it like this. If you think about if they asked Aaron Boone, he probably would have got fired. But, you know, he could have been playing, like, what are your goals? He would have said something like, tank. I don't know if I'll be laughing or be mad.
Well, then you get like a Joe Madden would answer it like that, right? You get Aaron Boone, and he thinks it's a legitimate question.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
he might
be real sarcastic with that shit. Like,
I'm telling you, Even Don Mattingly would give some kind of like answer like that's real. Like, you know what? I hope we tank this year. You know what? Quite frankly, I think we suck. I mean, you know.
I might be laughing now, but I think I'd be. I don't know how I would react if I heard that. I probably would laugh because it was a stupid question.
That's
how
I'd be all over the place.
Yeah.
Like Bernie. His mittens.
I'd probably be like, oh, if somebody asked me that, I'd probably go. Are you sure that's what you want to know? Do you want a little bit of time to think about it? Because you know the answer already.
Oh man, that would raise a lot of questions. But it would make it interesting. You talking about the how Bleeding Yankee Blue and those articles will circulate. You know, as far as stories from that, just things like that. That would be off the hook. But anyway, we'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll talk about more spring training. We'll get into the infielders, maybe some pitchers as well. Thanks to Susie Prof. Thanks to Jimmy, Kings Eagle One, Blee Blue Show, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Enjoy the games for the next couple of weeks. We'll be back in 2 Mondays from now to discuss it. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This is a great – Suzanne, we have to have more of these conversations, man, because fans, we need that fan perspective, man. I don't know, man. That's just hot, man.
Yeah, we got to do it. know what? Just throw it out there. Let's talk about the body language. Let's talk about the stuff that people don't get a chance to talk about, right? I mean, that's what this is all about.
Okay, let me ask you this before we go, because I know we're about to get cut off. Your time's out, right? Suzanne, what would Gerry Cole would love to say if he could have said, if they would ask him about Gary Sanchez catching him? Like, what would he would love to really say? We know what his non-body language said. What would you think he would really would love to say, honestly, if he could say it? And
no
get
freaking
away
way. No freaking way. I don't want to see
my chair
behind the plate when I'm throwing. I don't even want to see his ass behind that plate. No freaking way.
I would have fell off my couch when I heard that.
Yeah, that'd be definitely his answer. He just might. He could either do one or two things. He'll either say that, or he'll just turn his head and put it down. Like
he's just not saying it. He's just looking at you.
Right.
I mean, you can see it in his eyes. No freaking way.
Right. Yeah, we need you. I want to real answers one day. Not this watered down crap. You know, I was thinking, because we live in a PC culture, man. You got to kind of, you know, you don't want this to come back to the locker room. Gary says it's like, what the fuck? You don't want to catch me, bro? You got beef? You know, it might, I don't know if that would go down like that, but man. I would love to hear these real answers one day. I don't know if it's going to be my lifetime, man. But, you know, Susie Proffs, Jimmy and Steve, the episode, man, on, like I said, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, the Outfield episode on the spring training. Blee Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?